You know, when you are a broadcaster and you get to find a winner such as Mnumzane Xolani Nxumalo, who just won the 5,000 rand we've been pushing with the Road Accident Fund this afternoon, it really makes radio great. Amazing. Shout out to you, Xolani. What a great winner you are. So I am with McIntosh, who is the head of communications at Road Accident Fund, and we want to just put in a word of appreciation to the Road Accident Fund for working with us and using us as the vehicle to spread the word about the Drive Your Claim Forward campaign. Thank you so much, McIntosh.
No, we appreciate the partnership. I mean, it's important for us. I mean, you know, radio in South Africa is a very important medium. And when we decided that we want to talk to the people of Mpumalanga, there was no doubt that we needed to partner with you, and we do appreciate your platform.
I've been going through the entire brief on this campaign, and I understand that the biggest challenge that the Road Accident Fund is tackling right now is that of backlogs. Tell us a little bit about this Drive Your Claim Forward campaign.
So what's happening is that we have 321,000 claims in our books. And of those, we have singled out over 200,000 that were lodged before April 2021. And those are the people that we really, really want the most, because it's been too long when they have been
200,000 before?
Before the year 2021, April 2021. Yeah. Those are the ones that we have singled out and we're targeting, and we're saying, if you lodged your claim before the year 2021 in April, we're looking for you. We're desperately looking to process and finalize your claim. It is of no interest to us to be sitting on all these claims as well as the disbursements that is due to you.
And I, one of the things I've been picking up, I checked out an interview with the CEO of RAF, where he was deliberating on some of these issues. One of the things that he made mention is that the RAF is going towards a direction where it wants to be easily accessible. The public must be able to interact with the Road Accident Fund directly. Tell us more about that intention.
So we started this journey with the launch of the contact center in October last year. What used to happen is you used to go to your lawyer. And by the way, 97% of claims that we have in our books are represented by lawyers, and only 3% do people come, come directly to us. And so it used to be that you were 100% at the mercy of your lawyer. If he didn't want to tell you when the claim was going to be settled, which they don't do, you just waited for years and years. And so we opened this contact center for people to call us on 087-820-1111 for you to check in real time, where is my claim at? What is missing? Why am I not, receiving my money? Why is my lawyer saying I'm still delayed? And of course, the lawyers hate it, but you know what? Our claimants absolutely love it. And as you say, it's part of our endeavors to make sure that we interact with the claimants more and more, and we make it easy for them. And we've got another project called Bokamoso, and we're doing a lot to make sure that we are easily reachable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally love it, and I understand why the public loves it. So which then means, I just want to follow up on that, even if I have a lawyer dealing with my claim, I can monitor whatever conversations that my lawyer is having with the RAF.
Yeah. So that client lawyer that they're talking about, that confidentiality that they're talking about, falls away. Because once you've hired a lawyer, and you are the boss, by the way. Once you've signed that power of attorney, you are the boss. You can instruct them. But what happens is the other way around, and the lawyer just holds information from it. Let me tell you this. By the way, we aim to settle claims within 120 days. And what happens is the lawyers run through the 120 days deliberately, because the longer the claim stays with the lawyer,
The more money they make.
The longer they claim.
In fees.
Legal and administrative fees. We have done so many things, including introducing the RAF1 claim form in around 2022, if I'm not mistaken. And they went to court. And what that did was gave you a list of the full complements of documents to bring to us to say, you bring these documents, we settle your claims, case closed. They took it to court. They didn't want it. Because meaning, it would have meant that we settled claims as quickly as possible.
And directly.
And take away money from their pocket.
Sure. Yeah, no. These are some of the things that I was listening to when the CEO was speaking. Tell us a little bit more also about other RAF road safety initiatives that you've got.
So we have a wellness bus, and by the way, we're bringing it in Aquanook. We have a wellness bus that checks the eyes and the vitals of truck drivers, taxi drivers, and bus drivers. You know, a lot of people are driving blind, especially in the transport industry. They're driving with ailments like your high blood pressure. Mm. And so this wellness bus is kitted with the state-of-the-art equipment, with a doctor and the wellness people that you walk in and we check.
Yes.
Your vitals. We check with your eyesight. And if you cannot see, we then give you free spectacles. Because what happens is a lot of drivers are scared to tell their employers that
I cannot
sick.
See.
I cannot see. Because that means
I'm losing my
job. The job is gone.
Yes.
Yes. And so we also go around teaching traffic officers to check the tires of the cars. Because believe it or not, traffic officers just check the thread of the car and off you go. Mm-hmm. Even if it's been rethreaded and it's as dangerous as hell and it's about to kill you, once that thread is deep enough for them, it's and then we tell them what to look for because we're trying to save lives. The more lives I save, the more people don't have to come to me to claim. Basically, it's as simple as that.
Yes.
And the people that claim the most from us, unfortunately, are people between the ages of 15 to 34. Over 40%.
Of the claimants.
It's that category. We pay an upwards of over 14 billion a year to those people. And we pay an upwards of 2.6 billion to their beneficiaries because they're no longer alive. Especially males. Especially males at over 60%.
Super stuff. Very valuable information. McIntosh, thank you so much for coming through to the Rise of FM Drive. It's time for us to hand over to the legendary Robert Marawa in a moment for Marawa Sports. Thank you so much for coming through. Tomorrow you're out at Aquanook.
We are out there. Come to see us. Come and see us at Aquanook. We're looking forward to meeting you and interacting with you. If you're looking for any information, if you're a claimant, come and interact with us. We want to help you.